I am Emily Jennings, daughter of Jack Hanafy of Tally Ho. Now, Jack grew up next door to the RISA barracks in Tally Ho and quite close to my old. His fight for Irish freedom began at a young age. He was probably influenced by his first cousin, Commandant Larry Larner. Larry's mother was Bridget Hanafy from Tally Ho, Jack's aunt. Bridget Larner was a member of Cumann na mBan and was in my old during the Rising. In 1910, Jack and his neighbour Frank Lally were arrested on charges of conspiracy and unlawful discharge of firearms involving a staff member of Tally Ho RIC barracks. They were convicted and served a sentence. She was a housekeeper in the barracks, and it seems they didn't get on very well with her. And I don't know why they didn't get on with her, but they fired shots into a house where she was living, and they were arrested and spent time in prison. When they were in court, the judge asked Frank Lally, had he anything to say, and he said, "Why should I say anything about a tramp like that?" Now, they never got on with her, and my uncle lived next door as well, and he didn't get on with her either. So I don't know, I actually don't know who she was. Jack became a member of the Irish Republican Brotherhood in Athenry and went on to organise and lead the IRB in his home parish of Kilkenairn. And by 1914, he had recruited many of his neighbours. He later became the commanding officer of the Kilkenairn Company of Irish Volunteers and was active in Athenry, Mayo, and Lyme Park. Six of the men who were known as the 12 Apostles lived quite close to Tally Ho. There were Murty Fahey and Mike Donoghue, who were Jack's cousins, Patch and Tom Kennedy, and Michael Higgins. Following the Easter Rising, Jack was arrested with many other local men. They were initially held in Galway jail and within days transported to Mount Jai prison. They were tried, convicted and sentenced to 1 year imprisonment with hard labour. They served part of their sentence in Wormwood's Clubs in London and later moved to Lewes prison. They were all young men who fought for Irish freedom. My father didn't talk much about how they were treated in Wormwood's Clubs. I believe they weren't treated very good there. But he did tell stories about Lewes prison. They seemed to be treated fairly by the prison guards. He told me they were allowed to attend church service on Sunday. When he was being released, the prison chaplain gave him two postcards of the prison and the church, and the chaplain wrote on the back of one of them, "Get a little frame for this and hang it in your bedroom. God bless." My father never hung those pictures, but I still have those postcards. I also have his medals. He also told me they worked in the prison laundry. He said they were allowed to have one bath each week, but they could only use a little water. So Jack waited until everyone was finished and filled up the bath to the top and was really enjoying his wash when he heard the guard shouting, "Prisoner missing, prisoner missing." They weren't too happy when they found him. I also remember when I was a little girl, many men would call to our house to see my father, to have their pension claim forms signed by him, as he was their commanding officer during the Rising. When my parents married in 1923, the barracks in Tally Ho was vacant, so my father bought it from the Dunsandle estate and it became our family home. He reared four children there and lived the rest of his life there. I still live quite close to the house, and the barracks is still occupied and in good condition. And my father lived in Tally Ho for the rest of his life until he died in 1966. So I have lovely memories of my father, and I'm so proud of him now. It was sad, like in the last few years before he died, that he wasn't in good health. You know, but he never seemed to make a big thing about what they did, you know. He was only 24 when he was arrested. He just accepted it, I suppose.